Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Charlie, during the debate over the budget agreement, which got stuck over federal funding for Planned Parenthood, Senator John Kyle said on the Senate floor that 90% of Planned Parenthood's activities were providing abortion. Turns out that's off by about 87%. When asked why he would say something like that, his spokesman said what?
He said that what Senator Kyle said about Planned Parenthood, quote, was not intended to be a factual statement.
That is correct, Charlie. So what was it intended to be if not a factual statement? Spokesman was asked. A heaping pile of post-digestive bull food, said the spokesman. It turns out that this thing that John Kyle did, perfectly acceptable in the Senate, it's a secret but age-old tradition of Senate oratory. It's believed Daniel Webster invented the not intended to be a factual statement technique during his famous 1847 speech to that body, "I swear to you, good sir, the check is in the post." According to Senate rules, a statement not intended to be factual must be preceded by a big wink to the clerk of the Senate, followed by the whispered warning, "Wait till they get a load of this one." It's a great idea, though. It is so applicable to so many things, this ex post facto explanation. Yeah. I mean, it's like you cheat on your wife. She gets furious at you. She says, "You promised till death do we part." And you're like, "Yes, but that was not intended to be a factual vow." It's one thing to say, "I intended it to be true. I slipped up. It's fine.
I just have this wonderful vision of Richard Nixon in the political afterlife going, "The only one I didn't think of." I am not a crook. Not intended
to be a factual statement.